Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the Government Accountability Office. It's September 20th, 2010. GAO has released its latest report on the use, oversight, and impact of Recovery Act funding. A group led by Chris Mim, Managing Director in GAO's Strategic Issues team, conducted this review. GAO's Jeremy Clucci sat down with Chris to learn more.
What is the status of the use of Recovery Act funding at this point?
The story thus far is for this month's bi-monthly review, similar to what we've seen in the past. Federal funds continue to go out. As of the beginning of August, $146 billion of the $280 billion of total funds that were going to be made available for states and localities to use have been sent out. 60% of that, about $93 billion, has been paid out since the start of this fiscal year that began October of last year. So the money continues to go out, fulfilling a wide range of health, transportation, energy, education, and other vital public needs.
One program that this report looked at is the Home Weatherization Assistance Program. What sort of progress has been made in this area?
Well, as you know from the earlier reports, that we had some concerns about the pace of the program there. There were some initial delays because of some Davis-Bacon reviews that had to be done, and then the states setting up the infrastructures to make sure that they could effectively manage and oversee contracts. Recently, the pace has begun to pick up. We now see that as of June 30th, that's the most recent data that Department of Energy officials have, about 166,000 homes have been weatherized. That's about 29% or so of the 570,000 that they had been planning. In the past reports, we had made a variety of recommendations to DOE about concerns with the weatherization programs and whether or not the requirements were being met. We've been pleased that DOE has generally agreed with those recommendations, has begun to take steps to implement them. We'll be continuing to monitor that.
What did GAO find in this latest report with respect to estimates of job creation?
As you know, we have a requirement, along with our sister congressional agency, the Congressional Budget Office, to comment on the jobs estimates in the recipient reports. Now, those jobs estimates are expressed as FTEs, full-time equivalents, and those are just the dollars that are funded directly by Recovery Act money. So it doesn't get into the larger economic offense or job creation effects of the Recovery Act. As of August 24, 2010, recipients reported on about 200,000 different awards and reported that about 750,000 jobs had been created or retained, you know, using that FTE formula that I mentioned under the Recovery Act. What we looked at is we looked at both a series of how agencies are assuring themselves that the data coming in are accurate. We also did some statistical analysis of the recipient reports themselves, looking at the ability to link reports across quarters, reporting errors, and other errors. In all cases that we've been finding that over time, not surprisingly, as recipients get more comfortable with the reporting process, the data have become more complete and apparently more accurate.
Moving forward, what will GAO's analysis of the Recovery Act look like?
Well, our approach is evolving. Over the first year and a half, the big story on the Recovery Act is how are the funds getting out? Where are they in the pipeline? Now, as I mentioned, an awful lot of that money is out there. It's being used by recipients. And so it's quite appropriate for our evaluation strategy to evolve to start looking deeper into programs and saying, what are we actually getting for our investment on this? That's obviously also where a lot of the public interest is going, and very importantly, of course, where the congressional interest is going. We're seeing more and more committees of the Congress that are asking questions for their particular program areas. What are we getting for our investment on that? So what we're going to be doing going forward is, rather than looking at up to a dozen programs, as we've been doing every couple of months thus far, is really start drilling down and focus on a single program each time and the recipient reports for that particular program. What are we getting for our monies in terms of outcomes? What are recipients reporting in terms of that program? And what sort of controls does the agency have in place to assure that the data that they're getting from recipients is accurate and complete?
To learn more, visit GAO's website at gao.gov. And be sure to tune in to the next edition of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the Government Accountability Office.